We established yesterday that a person who rents a home in Chutz La'aretz has, in many instances, at least according to some poskim, 30 days within which they can put up the mezuzah. But if a person buys a home, they have to put up the mezuzah immediately. There's still a question amongst the achronim as what do we mean by putting it up immediately? What point is there actually a chiyuv to have a mezuzah on your house? So it seems that there are three opinions as to what one should do when one buys a new house. It seems from the Sefer HaChinuch, that's in the Eshkol, and some achronim, including the Avnei Nezer, that one should put the mezuzah up immediately when buying the house. That's the Sefer HaChinuch says that a person who builds a house and puts the roof on and finishes building it, v'lo hiniach ba mezuzah miyad, and doesn't put up the mezuzah immediately, then bitel atzeizeh. They've missed the opportunity to do the mitzvah of mezuzah. Obviously, they can put the mezuzah up afterwards, but every moment there's no mezuzah, they're missing out on the opportunity to have a mezuzah. So it seems that the existence of a house which one's going to live in is what requires it to have a mezuzah up. And as soon as you've completed the contract and the house is now in your name, so then you'd have to put up the mezuzah. And that is indeed how some poskim rule. Others hold that in actual fact it's when you start moving your stuff into the house. Just owning a house isn't mechayev you in putting up a mezuzah, but as soon as you start using it, then you've now got it's being used as a house and it requires a mezuzah. This is the view of the Aruch HaShulchan in Orach Chaim in Hilchot Tzitzit. He makes a distinction between tzitzit and a mezuzah. Tzitzit you don't say a brach on until you wear the beged, but with a mezuzah, as soon as you have the house and start using it, you would put up a mezuzah. And that's also how the Chazon Ish paskened, and Rav Avadia Yosef as well, that once you start putting the furniture in, even if you're not living there yet, it requires a mezuzah. However, other poskim say that in actual fact you don't put up a mezuzah till you move in, that's and start living there. That's the view of the Mishnah Brura in Hilchot Tzitzit. He compares it to the Atifa of Talit. When you put your Talit on, that's when you say the Bracha. And likewise, when you start living, when you start using the house in a normal fashion, that's when you say the Bracha and put up the mezuzah. That's also the ruling of Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igrot Moshe, and also what Rav Eliashiv is reporting of having ruled as well. So, of course, it's all a bit of a muddle. It's unclear when you should put it up. If you put it up too early, then you might well have a problem of having put up a mezuzah when you were still patur from putting it up, and then you would need to take it down and put it up again. So, Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvot V'Hanagot, he makes an interesting suggestion, and he says what you should do is that when you move in your furniture that day, when you start moving things in, so also you should wash your hands, do netilat yadayim there, and eat a proper meal there. That's make hamotzi bikovei asuda, and then you're using the house as a proper home. I suppose you could alternatively take a nap on one of the beds that you've brought in, or a sofa or something like that, and then you're fulfilling the chiyuv according to all the opinions. That's you own the house, that's you started moving your stuff in, and you're using it in the normal way. And even if you go back to living in your old house till you've moved in properly, then it still counts, and you can say the bracha and put up the mezuzah then. And that's what he recommends. Zeiger Zunt.